kind of wanted to give, Paul and I were going to give a little quick overview of the political climate as it relates to local governments. You know, the area of land use planning has always been one. My time as a staff person at the Capitol, I was the director for the Land and Resource Management Committee, which is where a number of bills, some of the ones that we'll talk about on our list, go to. And that committee had annexation fights, vesting issues, zoning matters, compatible land use issues. So we would get the development community, the home builders, and it's common for local governments and those entities to fight about certain issues and where the regulatory lines ought to be drawn with regards to local government authority and private sector interest and so forth. And in trying to keep, most importantly, the citizens and the constituencies at the forefront of those discussions as well. Unfortunately, what we have seen now is that local governments, cities and counties in particular, have been labeled the threats to liberty. And it is, and when I say that, I'm quoting from people from our governor to our lieutenant governor to members of the Texas Senate to members of the Texas House of Representatives. They have viewed local government as being somewhat out of control. In fact, there was a recent symposium held by a conservative think tank group that was labeled Municipalities Gone Wild. And this is something that, you know, if it wasn't so serious, would be funny in that